Welcome to Popternative, where we dive into topical discussions from the worlds of pop culture, social media, and sports. Here is your host, Peter Remoliotis, a.k.a. PD Beats.
Hello and welcome to the Popternative Podcast. It's the podcast where we have digital discussions from the worlds of pop culture, social media, and sports. I'm really thrilled to be with my guest this afternoon. We are with a former contestant on Big Brother Season 15. We are with Alyssa Riley Slater. Alyssa, welcome to Popternative.
Hey. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. And Season 19 of Big Brother just concluded. You're kind of used to a lot of the social media buzz that surrounds not only when the show starts, but you know when the show closes, because everyone wants to know what's going to happen, who's going to keep in touch. So it's just a lot of crazy pandemonium on social media these days.
Oh yeah, it definitely is.
And talk a little bit about, before we get into the specific questions, I mean, you were on season 15, your sister was also on Big Brother as well. Talk about why you wanted to be on Big Brother, how did it start, how much of an impact your sister had of you being on the show. Like, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, the first season I actually watched a Big Brother with my sister, season 12, and I immediately loved the show, and I loved the competition part of the show. Other than the competition aspect of the show, I just basically watched my sister, and she was in a showman. So I feel like my knowledge of the game was a little skewed, because what I saw when I first started watching the show was the competitions, but then just the showman. So I didn't really, it wasn't as the strategy part of like social networking and making like secret alliances and everything like that wasn't really necessarily like something that I was overly familiar with when I went into the show. But so I loved the show. I thought the competitions were so cool, and I fell in love with that aspect of the game. And I was like, oh man, I would love to play those competitions. I think I'd kill it. Like, so I thought more or so Big Brother was just competitions. Like, I thought it was like a competitive show where the more competitions you won, or like the ones you use strategy to win, like yeah, the first competition, like the vetoes and everything, that was like how you got further in the game. Yeah. So yeah, I was interested in playing. So my sister kept saying, you should try out for Big Brother, you should go for it. So she told Robin that I was interested. So Robin had said when they were doing the auditions and everything, so she told me to contact one of the casting directors if I was interested. So I went through the process just like everyone else, and I had a casting director, Bethany, and I was super nervous in all my interviews, just like the other house guests. But I'm sure they initially I got the attention of the casting directors because of Rachel. But then I think after the initial attention, I just loved the show, and I really wanted to play hard in the competitions, and I really thought I could win the game. And I think that that's what they really look for, is somebody that like really wants to play the game. I feel like I'm 100%. I can't lie at all. And I think anyone that knows me is like, how did you even do Big Brother? Because I'm like even if somebody asks me something and I try to like hold something in, I feel like I have it written all over my face. So that was a really big downfall for me in Big Brother 15, because I was just like, oh, I love these girls and they are so cute and I want to be friends with them, and I think we should do this girls alliance. And then I'm like, holy, like they are not interested in being friends with me or having an alliance. They hate me. So that was difficult for me, because I really like, I don't know, I'm like, I love my girls, and I don't know, I thought that it would be a lot different than what
it was. It's a competition, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Compared to, because I always thought Big Brother had similarities to MTV's Real World in terms of the whole idea where you put all these people that don't know each other in a house, and there's, you know, you start to kind of see who's going to get along, who's not going to get along. And I think the best part of those shows too, and I feel like, and this relates to my question I'm going to ask you, is you kind of, you suspect that like two people, two housemates are going to get along and then they don't, or the other way around. So my question to you is, what was kind of the biggest shock from your experience on Big Brother? Was it kind of the fact that, you know, there were certain people that you were going to kind of get along with that you didn't, or maybe the other way around? Like, what was kind of something that you were surprised about when you kind of went back and watched it?
Well, I think everybody says this, but I just did not expect for it to be so emotionally draining. And you're in this house, you don't have anybody you can trust, you don't have anybody you can talk to. And even in the DR, you know, like, they have your best interests at hand, like in the show, but you know that they're trying to get drama and they want to capture like everything real. So it's like, you feel like you can't, you don't have any outlets. Like, even your outlet in the diary room is being videotape, so you're like, ah, oh, it's just so crazy, because you just like want to cry and be like, I feel so alone. And you are alone. I was totally alone in the game. Like, yeah. Even though I had Helen and Candace, I still didn't think that they genuinely liked me and had my back. Like, I still just felt like they weren't like all like my ride or dies. Like, I didn't feel that connection with them. I'm really good friends with Candace now, and I talk to Helen some, and I love Candace and I liked her on the show too, but I just like felt like they did not reciprocate those feelings for me. So I think that that was the hardest thing, is just being alone, like feeling like you can't talk to anybody about anything real. You can't express your feelings because everyone wants to use anything and everything against you.
And you mentioned your sister was on previous season and won the whole thing, correct?
Yeah, she did.
And so did you see that as a disadvantage going in? Did you think that, because people were going to obviously know right off the bat that your sister was Rachel. I'm sure that was that like a disadvantage a little bit, that they kind of wanted to, like, they had something kind of out to get you because of that, and they wanted you out because maybe you would have went all the way like your sister on the show? Like, how was that?
It definitely turned out to be a disadvantage for me for my season. Now, if I were on this season, I may have been Paul. But my season, the house guests were like not interested in making an alliance with me. They didn't think it was cool at all that Rachel was my sister. Like, they just saw that as like target number one. They hated me. They like just wanted to get me out. And in the Big Brother house, you literally use anything against people. So that was something they automatically had against me. So I didn't really quite understand that part of like targeting people, because I was more of a new viewer. I had just started watching season 12 and 13, and season 14 I just like didn't get that into. And so I feel like I just like, I wish I had just like known how, what an impact like being, having any target was going to be in the show. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like being a little naive may have been the reason I made it to final six. Yep. So, it definitely was a disadvantage with my house guests, but it was an advantage to me because I wouldn't have been on the show probably. I mean, I would have never applied probably. And they would have never, I mean, maybe they would have noticed me, but Rachel definitely like was what sparked the initial me being on Big Brother conversation.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, season 15, so, you know, there's been four seasons after that, and season 19 recently ended, and you're seeing a lot of cast contestants, like the house guests, like, for example, Mark Jansen, really... you're seeing their social medias blow up. You're seeing them doing a lot of appearances, a lot of live tweeting, a lot of Instagram lives. And what advice do you have, since you were on it season 15? A lot of social media pandemonium happened afterwards. What like advice do you have for them? Because I mean, they have to strike when the fire is hot, but at the same time, you know. There's a lot of buzz, but maybe the buzz will simmer down at one point and just kind of not, like, right now is kind of their time to maybe, I don't know, capitalize on it because the season just ended. What do you think about all that?
I definitely think they need to strike while the iron's hot, because yeah, it's like it, your time comes and goes, and people are very interested in you right now because they just got the show. And I definitely think like certain people can build their brand and getting with like, you know, marketing themselves, hiring a publicist, getting with an agency. That's like great advice, because if you want to extend your time in the spotlight, then yeah, definitely do that. But some house guests go on there and just like, we're not interested in that. Like they literally just wanted to play the game. They didn't care at all about like pursuing acting or any career in the spotlight. So that's okay too. So it just like depends what their goal is. If they want to prolong their exposure, then they have to like get with the right people for sure, and just like take all opportunities. And I would say be humble, because some of the house guests come off and they're just like, they think they're so cool and they don't want to talk to you, and they're just like, they won't take pictures with fans, and they just like are like, contact my publicist or like whatever for like a photo. And I mean, I'm no expert on this, but that's just such a turnoff to me, because it's like, first of all, you guys are getting this attention through fans and through people that are dedicated to the show, and you should appreciate that viewership and not like, we're all people. It just doesn't even make sense to me that they think they're so much grander and fabulous than everybody else, because it's like, no, it's like either you get with the right people and those people market you in a certain way and that's why you're getting that attention, or you just like don't want that attention, and so you're going in a different direction. But if you made it on the show, you obviously have certain character traits that make you somebody that's visible. So they're all on an equal playing ground. Like nobody is better than the other. I mean, that's, I think that if you're on the show, then everybody has some kind of eye-catching qualities. And yeah, so they need to capitalize. And I like the humble house guest. Like I found Elena to be such a nice person. And when I sat down with her, I was like, oh, she's like a nice girl. She was like engaging, interesting, and like super fun. And I thought that that's so cool. So I was like, I tried to like, you know, tell her things that I would have done differently, and ways to like capitalize on her experience, and definitely like making money from the things you're doing, because you do, like if you're taking your time and energy to do things, you want to get paid for it, because it is work. And I think like that's a lot of things that house guests don't capitalize on, is getting paid for their appearances and stuff, which I do think that if they're showing up places, they should get paid for their time.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree with that. But, you know, it's hit or miss, but, you know, this concept of a lot of people ask me, do you pay your guests to come on the show? And I always found that interesting, because I understand an appearance or an advertisement, but going on like a show, maybe it's different for like TV shows and those and the bigger podcasts. But I mean, it's promotion, right? You're like, you're getting, you're going on, you're talking, you're plugging, you know, something that you want to plug. So I always found it interesting. You mentioned branding. I find that really interesting before we get into, because I have questions about your education background and your experience in nutritionist. But before we get to that, I just had, you mentioned branding. So everyone, I mean, this might be a little, not harsh, but I feel like everyone now just wants to go on reality shows because of the fact that you can create a brand out of it. I feel like that's the main reason, right? So what do you think casting directors are looking for? Because there's obviously that, you know, playing ground now where everyone wants to do it and everyone's going to apply and everyone like, but like, what are they looking for? Are they looking, they're obviously looking for different roles. You know, they want to have the villain. You want to have the kind of, I saw the term for Mark. I found it really funny. Like the teddy bear, like you want to have like that guy. Like I found that really, you want to have different, but like, what do you think the casting directors, besides like not talking about the fact that your sister was on Big Brother, but what do you think they liked out of you, like from you? I'm curious, because everyone wants to go on it. Everyone uses it as a brand creator.
Yeah. So I think that the casting directors are not looking for people to brand themselves and promote that brand because that's not their interest at all. Like when I went on the show, I was a yogi and I have my degree in sports management and I'm interested in on camera like sports and fitness and like pursuing my fitness career. I just opened a yoga studio.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so I own a yoga studio and that was like really what I do and something like that I'm very passionate about and I do every day. And I did that every single day in the house. I did yoga because it's like the only thing to do in the house and the only way I could keep myself from like really like going crazy in that house. So I did yoga every day. And that wasn't necessarily like, I wish I would have capitalized more on that and like really pursued that intensely like when I got off the show, but that's not why I did the show. I did the show because I really liked Big Brother and I really wanted to go and play the game. And I think like it's 50-50, but they know when they're casting somebody who just wants to be famous because they specifically find just random people that don't even know the game just to make the mix of people more interesting. But I do know that they're definitely not looking for people to like go and promote themselves the whole time and be like friendship, like, you know, and like just like sell their shirts and stuff.
I feel like that's going to be hard though. Like I feel like that's a challenge because in our day and age of social media, that there's obviously when like they ask you, right, like, Alyssa, why do you want to go on Big Brother? I mean, everyone's thinking of because I want to be famous, I want to be able to be a brand ambassador, I want to do that. Like it you can't deny that happens.
Oh, it totally happens. And like a lot of people do just want to be famous. That was not my goal going into the show, so I can't speak for that because like obviously I had a connection to the show and I did enjoy watching competitions and I wanted to do that. And I wish I would have capitalized more on branding. But I think like, a lot of people just want to be famous. Why else would you go on like The Bachelor? But they say like they want to find love, but like, come on. I mean, The Bachelor is more so, but I think like some people are really diehard Big Brother fans and they just like really love the game. And so I think like a lot of the Big Brother cast are just diehard fans that love the game and want to play the game.
Oh, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about your background as a nutritionist. And you have a sports management degree, correct?
Correct, yep.
That's really cool. And you opened a yoga studio. How long has the yoga studio been open for?
So I've only been open a year. And I opened like 3 months after I had my baby, who is a year old. And it was like I started teaching 2 classes a week just to my friends. And then my classes were so busy that I opened a full-time schedule. And then right now, like I'm just having fun with it. So it's not like too much pressure. It's a great outlet for me, but it's so fun. So eventually I'd like to like get, I'm going to start doing like more like boutique classes and start like really marketing, but I haven't done any marketing and my classes are still pretty big. So it's been awesome. It's been really cool. And my degree is in sports management. I finished, I was Mensa. No, I'm just kidding. But really summa cum laude. So I do love sports management. I love sports. I love fitness. I was originally in school for nursing and I dropped out of nursing school because I was traveling so much and I couldn't finish my clinical. So I was like, I need to like finish my degree. So I just got into sports management because it was something I could do. I could take like half online and half I could be in class, and I had already finished like my biology and my labs and stuff. So I finished my degree in sports management, and it was something that I enjoy. I really love my degree and I love what I studied and I love my school. And it was awesome. It's such a good experience. I really was interested in everything I learned. So so now I'm like I want to get more into like sports broadcasting or something that I can use my degree for. And managing my yoga studio obviously is very relevant to my degree. So that's also.
That's great. Well, we'll wrap up. I know you're really busy. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun talking to you.
Absolutely. And before we go, do you have any closing remarks? Anything you kind of want to plug? Like, where can people follow you on social media? What are you up to in the next couple of months? Any projects you're working on?
So you can follow me on Twitter at Elissa Riley S. So E-L-I-S-S-A Riley S. So hopefully you'll put it on the link. And then on Instagram, I'm at Elissercise, E-L-I-S-S-E-R-C-I-S-E, which is...
Is that the name of your yoga studio?
No, my yoga studio is Advanced to Wellness by Elissercise.
So Elissercise, that's the brand though.
That's the brand. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so, and like exercise, but with my name twist on it. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
I feel like, it's definitely a program that I made. Like, I incorporate nutrition, plyometrics, cardio, and yoga all together. And I mean, it works. Obviously, like, I'm an example. I do all of my stuff. I just had a baby and I lost my weight right away because I got right back into it. And I love working with people and helping them reach their goals. So yeah, they can also hit me up on my Instagram and contact me through my email on there. And I do take some customers after doing interviews with them. Like I do through a streaming service, I'll do interviews to make sure that they're like definitely dedicated to like working with me, because I really want to work with people that want results. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, no, we'll put all the links and all the info in the video description, and everyone can contact you when once the new year comes around too, and all the new year resolutions as well.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and I wish you all the best in the future as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. Nice talking with you.
Absolutely. Well, this has been Popternative. If you like what you saw, you can press the like button. You can also subscribe. Subscribing is very important because that keeps the show going. And brand new content on popternative.com, our new website. You know, not only podcast related, but we have news, we got lifestyle, we got sports, we got digital media themed articles as well. So check that out. Make sure you connect with Elissa on all of our social media. Until next time, this is PD Beats and Elissa Riley Slater signing off. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you for tuning in to Popternative. Make sure to check out our past episodes of Popternative on YouTube. Be sure to like Popternative on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.